This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a little bit of a logic puzzle to be done, I guess you'd say, as companies start thinking about bringing people back to the office and those people start thinking about going back. There is generally some flexibility, right? Some in-the-office full-time options, some go-ahead, work from home, it's all good options, and some hybrid options. But as Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports, this pandemic might firmly be establishing the business model for third workspaces.
It's 75 and sunny in Brooklyn today, and there are so many people out. It's as if everyone's on vacation. But lots of faces are behind laptops, like Jake Sundin sitting outside a bagel shop.
It's nice to come out here and like work outside, especially on like a beautiful day like this.
Sundin is a graphic designer. He's been working from home to skip the 45-minute commute into Manhattan. Still, he needs to escape his dark apartment and his roommates now and then.
Sometimes if I'm working right in my room, so easy to just, like, you know, hit the bed and, you know, rest my eyes for a little bit longer.
More than 70% of workers want to keep the option to work remotely, according to a survey from Microsoft. But that doesn't necessarily mean they want to spend all their time at home, which creates a business opportunity. Nick Iovacchini is CEO of Kettle Space, an app that connects users to workspaces in hotels, restaurants, and even retail stores.
And you'd be surprised at how often, you know, the space that's right on the ground floor, beautiful kind of decor and lighting, is just sitting there, underutilized and empty.
That was the case before the pandemic at Kindred, a Mediterranean restaurant in Manhattan. It used to only be open for dinner, says Moshe Shulman, one of the owners. Now, workers can rent a table for $25 a day, and there are tempting extras for sale, an a la carte lunch menu.
And also wine, if they'd like to drink while they're working, but not encouraged.
Running a restaurant slash office has costs. Wi-Fi upgrades, charging stations, unlimited coffee. But Kindred is on track to pull in an extra $10,000 in sales this month. Shulman thinks people like not having to do the coffee shop hop. You know, the awkward scrounge for Wi-Fi passwords and power outlets.
It's a mutual understanding between, you know, the restaurant and then folks who are working to say, relax, get your work done, and enjoy, you know, a dish or a glass of wine after.
As for Sundin, who was outside the bagel shop, he plans on nursing his $5 coffee until his laptop dies. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.